luxury.
Well, you know
life.
What? Whatever charge comes out against him, it will be watered down, and I'm referring specifically to, I'm relating this specifically to the watered down charges that you had to face with your problem, which you let get out of hand before you did something about it. Well, which you had the money to take care of.
Wait a second. You're going to compare me to Patrick Kennedy's circumstance?
In a way.
How so?
Because you were brought up on charges.
Tell me where they're similar. I had a problem. I admitted it. I went and dealt with it. I have been clean from the painkillers for almost 2 years and 8 months. I went public. There's no cover up. I sought and received help. I didn't endanger anybody else. In this case, there's a cover up. There's no breathalyzer. I fought this for 2.5 years, and they wanted to charge me with much more than they did.
Well, why didn't they?
Well, you'd have to ask them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So,
well, if you think I got preferential treatment, you are out of your mind.
Well, what happened to that housekeeper?
Hang on a minute, Alan. I spent thousands of hours and millions of dollars dealing with lawyers. I fought this at every stage.
Would you just tell me and your audience, what happened to the housekeeper in the parking lot? Why was that never...
You know, this is something that... You're talking about people who sold a story to a tabloid publication.
Are you saying there was no connection? You didn't buy anything?
I am not going to dignify the details in that stupid story. The only thing I would ask you to consider is this, Alice. If you want to believe all that was true, how come none of it was pursued?
I'm talking about money. That's the whole point.
What
are you
money?
Saying you did not meet this housekeeper in the parking lot?
I'm not commenting on that. I'm not going to dignify it by doing so.
Well, that's how you're getting around it.
No, I'm not getting around anything. I'm answering your question. I'm not going to dignify such tripe. If you want to consider the National Enquirer something that's legitimate, you feel free. Go right ahead. I just ask you, why was none of that stuff pursued? Why was it doctor shopping?